Salt to the Sea.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Jonah. Page 1. Guilt is a hunter. My conscience mocked me, picking fights like a petulant child. It's all your fault, the voice whispered. I quickened my pace and caught up with our small group. The Germans would march us off the field road if they found us. Roads were reserved for the military. Evacuation orders hadn't been issued and anyone fleeing East Prussia was branded a deserter. But what did that matter? I became a deserter 4 years ago, when I fled from Lithuania. Lithuania. I had left in 1941. What was happening at home? Were the dreadful things whispered in the streets true? We approached a mound on the side of the road. The small boy in front of me whimpered and pointed. He had joined us 2 days prior, just wandered out of the forest alone and quietly began following us. "Hello, little one. How old are you?" I had asked. "Six," he replied. "Who are you traveling with?" He paused and dropped his head. "My oh my." Page 2, I turned toward the woods to see if his grandmother had emerged. "Where is your oh my now?" I asked. The wandering boy looked up at me, his pale eyes wide. She didn't wake up. So the little boy traveled with us, often drifting just slightly ahead or behind. And now he stood, pointing to a flap of dark wool beneath a meringue of snow. I waved the group onward and when everyone advanced, I ran to the snow-covered heap. The wind lifted a layer of icy flakes, revealing the dead blue face.